This news is more important to these groups, not so much for the Iranian people.
You have
to remember, we have over 70 million people in our country.
And
we have laws.
ممکنه بعضی تخلف کنن طبق قانون دستگاه قضایی رسیدگی میکنه.
Some people might violate it, and then according to the law, the judiciary takes charge.
در همه جای این اتفاق میفته.
And this happens everywhere.
مهم اینه که در ایران کمترین مقدار تخلف از قانون هست.
What really matters is that in the end, there are least amount of such violations of the law in Iran.
اینطوره. ما تفسیری که میشه تفسیر غلطی است.
The least number. So I think the interpretation of these events is the wrong one.
رابطه دولت و مردم در ایران رابطه بسیار صمیمیه.
The relationship between the people and the government in Iran is actually a very close one.
و انتقاد از دولت هم به طور مطلق آزاد هست.
And criticizing the government is absolutely free for all.
به همین خاطر هر کس هر چی دلش میخواد میگه.
That's exactly why everyone says what they want.
محدودیتی نداره.
There's really no restrictions.
معناش این است که اینا واقعیت
داره. Doesn't necessarily mean that everything you hear is always true.
دولت پاسخ هم نمیده.
And the government doesn't really respond to it either. It's just free.
Let me ask you in particular about the question of the execution of juveniles. My understanding is that Iran is one of only 5 or 6 nations in the world that still execute juveniles convicted of capital offenses. And that you, by far, you execute the most. I think 26 of the last 32 juveniles executed in the world were executed in Iran. How is this a reflection of a state guided by religious principles to execute young people?
اولا در ایران کسی در سن زیر 18 سال اعدام نمیشه.
Firstly, nobody is executed under the age of 18 in Iran.
این نکته اول.
This is the first point.
نکته دوم، سن قانونی در ایران با سن قانونی در کشور شما متفاوت.
And then please pay attention to the fact that the legal age in Iran is different from yours.
دلیلی نداره که سن قانونی در همه جا 18 سال باشه.
It's not 18 and it doesn't have to be 18 everywhere.
در هر کشوری سن قانونی متفاوت.
So it's different in different countries.
من از شما سوال میکنم، اگر یک کسی مثلا 17 سال و 9 ماهش باشه، خدای نکرده یکی از بستگان شما رو به قتل برسونه، شما از حق بستگانتون گذشت خواهید کرد؟
I'll ask you, if a person who happens to be 17 years old and 9 months kills one of your relatives, will you just overlook that?
We'll continue our interview with Iranian President Ahmadinejad after break. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez as we return to our interview with the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
I'd like to ask you, recently the Bush administration agreed to provide Israel with many new bunker buster bombs that people speculate might be used against Iran. Your reaction to this decision by the Bush administration? And there have been numerous reports in the American press and of the Bush administration seeking to finance a secret war against Iran right now.
حالا ما فهم می‌کنیم دولت آمریکا بعضی متحدینش رژیم صهیونیستی رو به بمب اتم هم مجهز کرده.
Well, we actually think that the U.S. administration and some other governments have equipped the Zionist regime with a nuclear warhead for those bombs too.
ما چی باید بگیم به دولت آمریکا؟
So what are we to tell the American administration?
دولتی که همه مسائل رو میخواد با جنگ حل کنه.
A government that seeks a solution to all problems through war.
یعنی منطقش منطق جنگی است.
Their logic is one of war.
تو این 20 ساله بودجه های نظامی آمریکا چند برابر شده.
In the past 20 years Americans military expenditures have multiplied.
فکر میکنم مثلا از جای دیگه باید حل کرد.
So I think the problem should be resolved somewhere else.
فکر میکنم مردم آمریکا باید تصمیم بگیرن راجع به آینده خودشون.
Meaning the people of America themselves must decide about their future.
آیا دوست دارن به نام اونها جنگ رو اندازی بشه و ملت ها کشته بشن؟
Do they like new wars to be waged in their names that kill nations?
یا پولشون خرج جنگ بشه؟
Or have their money spent on warfare?
فکر میکنم مسئله رو باید اونجا حل.
So I think that's where the problem can be addressed.
The investigative reporter Seymour Hersh said the Bush administration held a meeting in Vice President Cheney's office to discuss ways to provoke a war with Iran. Hersh said it was considered possibly a meeting to stage an incident that it would appear that Iranian boats had attacked U.S. forces in the Straits of Hormuz. Do you have any evidence of this?
ببینید از این مطالب زیاد منتشر میشه.
Well, you have to pay attention to the fact that a lot of this kind of stuff is published.
دلیلی نداره ما عکس العملی نشون بده.
There's no need for us to react to it.
البته آقای بوش خیلی علاقه‌مند یه جنگ جدیدی را بندازه.
Of course, Mr. Bush is very interested to start a new war.
اما با دو تا مانع بزرگ مواجهه.
But he confronts two big barriers.
یک ناتوانی عملیاتی.
One is the incapability in terms of maneuverability and operationally.
ایران یک کشور بزرگه.
Iran is a very big country.
کشور قدرتمنده.
A very powerful country.
و قادر است از خودش دفاع.
Very much capable of defending itself.
دومین مانع آمریکاست.
The second barrier is the United States itself.
ما فکر می‌کنیم در آمریکا اوغلای فراوانی وجود دارن که مانع خواهند شد از کارهای غیر عاقلانه.
We think there are enough wise people in this country to prevent unreasonable actions by the administration.
حتی تو فرماندهان نظامی عاقلان فراوانی هست.
Even among the military commanders here there are many people with wisdom.
که مانع از ایجاد جنگ جدید.
Who will stop a new war?
فکر می‌کنم شروع جنگ جدید به معنای پایان آمریکاست.
I think the beginning, the starting a new war will mark the beginning of the end of the United States of America. Many people can understand that.
البته فکر می‌کنم دوره آقای بوش دیگه پایان پذیره.
But I also think that Mr. Bush's administration is coming to an end.
آقای بوش یه فرصت دیگه داره.
Mr. Bush still has one other chance.
اون هم جبران کارهای خطای گذشته است.
To make up for the mistakes he did in the past.
الان فرصتی نداره که به فهرست خطاهاش اضافه کنه.
He has no time to add to those list of mistakes.
فقط میتونه جبران کنه.
He can only make up for them.
اینم خیلی فرصت خوبی است.